Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I have an interesting story for you today. I can't use the missionary's name nor where they work, but this is an article written by the missionary's wife about the wonderful experiences and sometimes unusual experiences of living in a different culture and then coming back to the United States and then going back to there. So just hang on. This is called A Thankful Traveler. Time with family, choir practice, libraries, mailboxes, Hobby Lobby, hair products, large capacity washing machines, long sleeve shirts, deli meat sandwiches, pies, colorful leaves, and real Christmas trees. Well, this year my heart is thankful for so many simple joys. How quiet, peaceful, and pleasant it is being back in the Shenandoah Valley again. For the last 3 years, our family has been serving in a third world country where the spiritual oppression is real. There's an element to furlough that feels relatable to a soldier returning from the battlefield. I cry over many things, especially among God's people. Our hearts are tender. They're full of emotion in a way we never could have thought possible. I still feel that it's hard to express this crossing of cultures. It's similar to the depth of feeling I experience when my husband's folks visited us overseas. It was as though one world had stepped into another. Some activities feel strangely familiar this time of the year. This was written, obviously, around Christmas time. Setting up the Christmas village, placing stamps on envelopes, shopping at Food Lion, looking at a dark, cold sky filled with stars. In this house, even the beige carpet harkens back to a time when little girls played with stickers and flannelgraph and danced about in footed pajamas and when babies learned to walk and hold squishy goldfish crackers between their fingers. Our young ladies have grown. The faces in the living room are the same, but they're altered. The belongings we search through in our garage feel right here. They've been in this house before. But when I bring out items from Asia, I feel like a time traveler. Those things are from another life. The batik patterns, the words and the songs in our second language, the photos of friends far away. How can they be in this place? The printed recipes that I learned to make in a humid country with a palm tree outside, can I really make those recipes in Virginia also? The cultures and lives collide, and for an instant my breath catches in my throat. It's this blend, this beautiful blend that we've become, and the knowledge that we have been forever changed. Next year, we'll be gathered with dear friends, a few fellow Americans in a foreign land, but today we celebrate the holidays with family. We hug the grandparents and the great-grandparents. We hear the generational stories, and we eat the familiar holiday foods. What a special day of praise to praise the Lord for this incredible journey of life. Psalm 105, verses 1 and 2, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people, sing unto Him, sing praises unto Him."
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.